Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while walking, doing a molecular tour for everybody up to liposome. I won't actually get quite up there because there's a lot of basic molecules to get through to get there. And you say, well, why am I doing podcasts and why do molecules and why do anything? Yeah, because it's sort of almost an echo chamber to yourself to keep on going. And I think you're mad if I was to just do cognitive rehab without a thought that I was speaking to someone else, the ideas would accumulate. I'd never sort of get them off the plate to get new ideas in to keep the flow up. And in lieu of having anyone to speak to or any support, I'm actually just moving along this direction. Lysosomes. There's little packets inside cells, little lysosomes, and they're little spheres inside the cell, and they're the guts of the cell. And so what happens is nutrients get ingested through the cell wall, packaged up and taken by in little sacks by little dianthines. I can't pronounce it. These little walking legs. They move them up to the lysosomes. I can't pronounce it. Lysosomes. These little packets. They go in and they're full of these digestive enzymes. And these digestive enzymes go out in your saliva and various other things, and break up your food, particularly from bacteria. And so I found this rather interesting. I think I can't quite remember. Oh yeah, this is the fact that if you could get something to hold liposomes, and get them to also go towards the bacteria, it would actually destroy the bacteria. This was in the New Scientist, Christmas edition of the New Scientist, and found a bit more incredible and a bit hard to understand. So I thought liposomes, generally these are an enzyme, and this is an enzyme which breaks down bacteria. It's your fundamental antibacterial stuff that we as advanced organisms have decided to produce. And so it's in your saliva, in breast milk, in egg white. It's in large quantities and it's basically an antibacterial. So, in fact, if you do cut yourself, it is actually wise to spit on it, even though there's bugs inside your mouth which can survive. They're your bug mouth. It's hard to say. Obviously, if you bite someone, if you've got you've bitten your own self, you're pretty immune to your own saliva. Or you can put breast milk on it if you happen to be lactating, or milk on it. Although I'm not sure if you've pasteurized, homogenized milk, how the liposomes go, or you put egg white on it. They're antibacterial. So knowing a little bit about bacterial stuff working for the back, there's a fundamental unit of bacteria which is very much related to something called chitin, C-H-I-T-I-N, which is the basic material of insect shells and funguses. And so it's a very basic molecule, and it's sort of like one step away from cellulose and starch, which are very water soluble. These sorts of things are sort of like your ideal R. They're a bit stronger. And so how this is different from cellulose and starch which is the fundamental aspect of wood, and sugar, so we tend to use that, whereas insects and funguses use this thing called chitin. And so that is what I want to focus on, this molecule, and this chitin is very closely related to the polymer which is on the outside of bacteria. So bacteria are basically your insects of the microbe world, in terms of they've got a hard exoskeleton, like an insect or a bug, which you can crush and hear it crack. You can actually destroy bacteria by hitting them. We have little bacteria chip as well. So closely. Chitin is this, has got lactic acid added to it. So we've got to start off by actually just talking our way through, I suppose, fundamentally what an acid is, and what a base is, and a molecular acid, and I'll talk through acetic acid and what an acid is. Emits hydrogen ions, H+. The real story of an acid is that the actual polyatomic here to here. It's moving here, state, but in the quantum mechanics, the electrons form a shape. Now, so I was talking. I said, you start off with eat. Imagine that I can. That is three hydrogens, a carbon linked to a carbon, so that's four bonds on the carbon, and then three hydrogens again. Now what you do is that you rip off the three hydrogens and add in two oxygens. Now that's actually five bonds all and so that means that there's a spare electron, and that spare electron actually sits inside the oxygen. Now that's okay, because the most stable form of oxygen is O minus. So O minus is more stable than O. This is due to the electron affinity. The electron actually falls into a sort of a positive void in the hydrogens, in the oxygens, which you can see through. And so really this is Acetic acid is basically a carbon dioxide stuck onto a carbon dioxide stuck onto a methane is acetic acid. There's two oxygens together, and really a spare electron actually sucked into the middle of it. So it's a bit like an iron. Like a chlorine ion, Cl minus, that's more stable. O2 minus is there, and it does that by it affords to do O. So, or carbon dioxide in water becomes acidic. So, the carbon dioxide loves electrons fundamentally. So, it sucks an electron out of the water. Forming or one way of describing it is HCO3, carbolic acid. However, really, one doesn't expect to find a molecule of CO3H in water. It's more a little carbon dioxide, which is actually just sucked up an electron into it, so it's negative. There, the OH is by the by, and sucking up the OH, it's actually created the H plus. So it's that's carbolic acid, but acetic acid is a methane stuck to this. All very good, and then we come to lactic acid, which is got three carbons in it, a carbon with three hydrogens, a carbon with an oxygen, the middle carbon's got an oxygen linked into it, and then it's hooked onto a carbolic acid. It's a carbon with two oxygens, and notionally an electron, which a hydrogen atom, which it doesn't really like, so prefers electron. So this is lactic acid. So you've got lactose, a sugar, and I've got to remember what the sugar formula is, but there's something called lactic acid, which is bound from I forgot the name of the two. Ose means a sugar, we'll talk about it a little bit later. So the formula for lactic acid is hydrogen, carbon with two oxygens, so a gap to a carbon with two oxygens again. So three oxygens. And loves electrons. As it loves electrons, is extremely acidic. So lactic acid is a factor of 10 times more acidic than the vinegar you put on your chips. So lactic acid, if you throw it on your face, would easily burn your face. It's got a lot of oxygen in it. It's a bit like sulfuric acid, but oxygens and carbons in it. Sulfuric acid is SO4, or I've got to think of the SO3, H2SO3. Now, I've got to remember the name of those two acids. There you go, just going back. So there's a lot of oxygens in there. There's three oxygens, SO3. And this one, it's C3. CO and COOH. So you write a carbolic acid as COOH. But really the H is just there to balance the charge it really prefers an electron. So this is quite a powerful acid, lactic acid. And of course, if you train and burn up your glucose and stuff like that, you produce lactic acid, which is quite painful apparently. A stitch building up of lactic acid, so you've got to limit your exercise, and it has to be balanced out. And it's always a bit of quiet sense. If you burn anything, you produce carbon dioxide, which is acidic, which is so lactic acid is important. So let's remember what lactic acid is. It's three carbons. One with three carbons. It's got hydrogen. The next one's got oxygen, and the next one's got two oxygens. And really, electron. Or if you feel upset about it, you can approach them and say, "Oh look, it's a neutral atom." But really, that's like a chlorine ion, and not being happy talking about a chlorine ion, so let's put a hydrogen in it with a sodium ion. And so you can have a lactic, you could, I suppose, neutralize lactic acid with sodium hydroxide, and yeah, so I'm just trying to get my head as H3SO2. I've just got to remember, we've got the entire rock and with chlorine. But also remember types of acids, acid, which is the Larry Brown's the one which is an acid and a conjugate system, and then you've got the so you've got your lactic acid, links in with milk, that would be really interesting. Listen to chicken and your polymer system, so it is a hostage of monomer, since monomer refers to one together. And so if you imagine this is a roll of green and very similar to it, it's a green yellow block. And what we have to do is to a glucose. Now the fun move and replace All the, except for one, except remove the water. H2O5, which has been removed to make it nice. This is a nice thing. And then if you break it off, make it a 5-mile ring, make ribose and take off the OH. Furthermore, you can deoxy ribo, and deoxy ribose is DNA. But we can stop this stage and say that this form, and so depending whether you have the OH above or below plane, it folds to make it either water soluble or insoluble, which is made up your plants. And you've noticed that if your plant doesn't fall, it sort of sits there going, I've got to add dissolve anything. However, in salt, oxygen on, and this is this basic rotor wall surface. Now, wall surface is quite interesting in terms of that if you've got an enzyme which dissolves the wall of bacteria really cannot possibly survive. Obviously, it does survive in saliva, and that they've evolved to get around these lyso things. So the lyso one basically dissolves, catalyzes, or dissolves acetic acid, and dissolves this bacteria polymer. So it's your antibacterial stuff, which I find rather interesting. So that was all the background. I had to re-remember, and as I just do it, I remember that I've got some gaps in it before I even get to lysosome, which is in breast milk and saliva, and that has the this really interesting thing in terms of that you've got a primary structure, which is the actual amino acids, which go 120 in box, they go 120, but sort of fairly randomly. So that's your primary structure. Your secondary structure is how that folds, and your tertiary structure is how that fold goes up into a big coil, sort of like, a rope. So you've got the individual fiber, a middle fiber, goes into something big, and eventually you get your knitted jumper out of all this knitting together of atoms. So blood is a very big, expensive super molecule, which just goes around through chomping up bacteria. Very interesting, that I find. And then you've got other things which absolutely crack through bacteria. Now, of course, it's not surprising that we've evolved to have, basically, we can squirt antiseptic on things. Bacteria can't evolve to be antiseptic resistant, then bacteria themselves have evolved to stop being attacked by viruses. So this is all very interesting. Now, the actual mechanics of how a liposome actually docks onto the surface of a bacteria and catalyzes the breakup. So this polymer, most polymers, you've got monomer 1, monomer 2, they go together, and by casting off a water vapor, for some reason, is able to take water, pump it into the surface of a bacteria, which is sort of a very interesting way to go. So, just a summary again, this is a molecular tour, as I sort of mentally go through it myself, try and describe it. It's really basic cognitive therapy to get on top. People can obviously pick holes in what you can remember, conversations and stuff like that. And really, you've just got to step back, as people say, with these problems here and stuff like that. But then in other areas, you can step forward. So this is, I suppose, the strength of remembering things. Having a bit of quantum physics to understand how the books work, having an interest in it, and being able to absorb the information and put it out, I think that's a positive step, and hopefully that'll balance out in the long run, you know, as an asset, which hopefully will serve me well. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.